Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, Second Class, January 11th, 2026, 2025, Christmas Special.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. There are four concepts in the title, Prince of Peace. The first one, the Prince of Peace and World Peace, and we studied that. The second one, the Prince of Peace and Reconciliation, and now we study that. That brings us to concept number three, the Prince of Peace and inner peace in your soul, the believer's soul. Turn over to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 4. Now, this is one of those commands. God has to, here's how totally depraved we are. He has to command us to be happy. We are totally depraved. Philippians 4, verse 4, a mandate, a command. Keep on having happiness in the Lord always, at all times. Every day, 365 days a year. Keep on having happiness in the Lord always, at all times. Now, when God has to repeat the command, pay attention. Now he repeats the command. I will repeat the command. Keep on having happiness. Let your grace function. See, this is when you fulfill the mandate to grow up in the grace. Grace orientation, maximum grace orientation, you will have maximum grace function in your life. Let your grace function be known to all men. Impersonal love for all. The Lord is near. Stop worrying about anything. Stop worrying about anything, but in everything. By prayer and petition after thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, if you fulfill the mandates here, that what a great, great function of the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace, inner peace in your soul, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the Prince of Peace. So the Prince of Peace and inner peace in our souls. The plan of God is for you to have inner peace in your heart that guards your hearts and guards your minds. The Prince of Peace guards your heart, guards your minds. Because you have a maximum amount of the mind of Christ, metabolized doctrine in your heart. So, one, the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, makes it possible for the believer to have great inner peace in his soul. The Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, makes it possible for the believer to have great inner peace in his soul. When you have that, you don't worry about anything. You don't worry about anything. Whatever's going on in the world, whatever's going on in America, whatever's going on in Las Vegas, you don't worry about anything. Two, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, makes it possible for this inner peace of soul to transcend all understanding and comprehension. The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, makes it possible for this inner peace of soul to transcend all understanding and comprehension. That's Philippians 4, verse 7. 3, this inner peace guards your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the Prince of Peace. This inner peace guards your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7, Philippians 4, verse 7. Four, the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, gives this inner peace of soul to the believer who fulfills the plan of God, attains spiritual maturity, have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. That's the winner believer. At that point, you're a winner believer. God wants you to grow up to spiritual maturity. He wants you to have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. He wants you to be a winner believer. His plan is for you all to be winner believers. But you have to make those good decisions. You have a free will. You have a volition. And you're the product of your own decisions. The Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, gives this inner peace of soul to the winner believer so that his heart is not troubled or afraid in any situation, whatever's going on in the world, in times of persecution from the world. Turn over to John chapter 14. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 14. John 14, verse 27. Peace, I, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, I leave with you. This is inner peace in your heart. Peace, I, the Prince of Peace, leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful or afraid. This is inner peace provided by the Prince of Peace that you can have in your soul 24/7, everywhere you go. Turn over to John chapter 16. John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me, the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, you may have peace, inner peace in your soul. In the world, you have tribulation, persecution. But take courage. I, the Prince of Peace, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. So the Prince of Peace, the Miracle Messiah, gives this fantastic inner peace of soul to the winner believer, the believer who has grown up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, attained spiritual maturity, has virtue, love brought to completion in his heart, so that his heart is not troubled nor afraid in times of persecution from the world. Point five. This inner peace is not a feeling. It's not a feeling. It's not based on emotions. It's not a feeling. It's not based on emotions. Rather, it's it's a mental attitude. Just one moment. Cheers. No, it's just green tea, folks. No, there's nothing in the green tea, just green tea. There you go. This inner peace is not a feeling. It's not based on emotions. Rather, it is a mental attitude as a result of maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. A maximum amount of the mind of Christ, the Prince of Peace, in your heart. Six, the Word of God is the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. And therefore, it is the thinking of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, in your heart. Therefore, it is the thinking of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, in your heart. Seven. When you have the thinking of the Prince of Peace in your heart, when you have been consistent and faithful in assembling in a sound Bible teaching church, and have maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart, then you will have this great inner peace in your soul. Great inner peace in your soul. And that's the greatest. That's priceless. Priceless to have that great inner peace in your soul. Now, concept number four, the Prince of Peace and blessing. Now, remember the word shalom and its Greek equivalent, eirene, their meaning, they mean blessing and prosperity in its widest sense. Blessing and prosperity in its widest sense. So the Prince of Peace and blessing. We're going to start out on that very first Christmas. Turn over to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, we'll start at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and to the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And Christ is the word Messiah. He is the miracle Messiah, the Lord. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men with whom God is well pleased." Make sure you get the correct translation. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. This is greatest prosperity and blessing to men with whom God is well pleased. Great prosperity and blessing to men with whom God is well pleased. All right. That's very important. You have the corrected translation there. Point two, the Prince of Peace gives the peace of greater grace blessings to the believer who grows up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and attains spiritual adulthood. The Prince of Peace gives the peace of greater grace blessings to the believer who fulfills the mandate of growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ and attaining spiritual adulthood. Turn over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Now, may the Lord of peace, the Prince of peace, the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, Himself, give you peace, prosperity, and blessing at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. That's priceless. And then turn over to Romans 15. Romans 15. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of confidence, where you might have hope, it's Elpis. Elpis means confidence. May the God of confidence fill you with all happiness and peace, greater grace blessings. With all happiness and peace, greater grace blessings as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with confidence by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Prince of Peace gives the peace of greater grace blessing to the believer who attains spiritual adulthood. Point three. In fact, the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, pursues the spiritually mature believer with greater grace blessing. The Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah, pursues the spiritually mature believer with greater grace blessings. Turn to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Psalm 23, we'll start at verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. This is David as king. My cup, this is a cup in his soul. My cup overflows with greater grace blessing. And how did it get to that being overflowing with greater grace blessings? Surely goodness and grace will pursue me all the days of my life. Pursue me. It's not follow me in the Hebrew. Will pursue me. Surely goodness and grace will pursue me all the days of my life. Greater grace blessings in time. From the Prince of Peace. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Greater grace blessing for all eternity. Psalm 23, 5 and 6. 4. Also, the believer is commanded to pursue peace. In 2 Timothy 2:22. 2 Timothy 2:22. 2 Timothy 2:22. Now flee. This has something to do with the Christmas songs today. You know, you have that song, Fleas on Me Dog, you know. Just see if you're awake out there. Now flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness. Now you're already a believer, you already have plus stars, so what kind of righteousness are you pursuing? Grace righteousness, spiritual maturity. So flee from youthful lusts and pursue grace righteousness, spiritual maturity, and faith, Bible doctrine, and love, virtue love, the ultimate objective of the spiritual life, and peace. There is greater grace, blessings of spiritual maturity with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. So also the believer is commanded to pursue the peace of greater grace blessing. 5. The Prince of Peace gives greater grace blessing to the believer who has wisdom. In the Greek, it's Sophia, wisdom. And in the Hebrew, it's Chokmah. And we're going to look at the Prince of Peace gives greater grace blessings to the believer who has wisdom, maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. Turn over to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. Now this chapter is a phenomenal chapter in Proverbs, and it's an entire chapter where we have the personification of wisdom. Wisdom is the one doing the talking here. So personification of wisdom. See verse 1, does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? This is the personification of wisdom in Proverbs chapter 8. Now I want you to go to verse 17. So we still have the personification of wisdom. I, wisdom, love those who love me. And wisdom is maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart. I, wisdom, love those who love me. And those who seek me, wisdom, they find me. And with me, wisdom, are riches and honor, blessings in time, enduring wealth and prosperity, blessing for all eternity. My fruit, wisdom, is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth, greater grace blessings on those who love me, wisdom, Bible doctrine, and making their treasuries full. How great is that? Priceless in this chapter where wisdom is personified. So the Prince of Peace gives greater grace blessings to the believer who has wisdom, maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. Okay, well, I told you I thought we might finish this Sunday. Nah. Come back Tuesday, we will continue with the Christmas special for 2025. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.